Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. This is N7IVV, November 7, India, Victor, Victor. Name is Brad. Opening the Wednesday night general service net for the Fakir Amateur Radio Association. This net is held every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this repeater, licensed to 2W4VA, in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fakir Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 hertz for access. If anyone would like more information about that, you can get on our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion and question and answers regarding radio hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other subjects related to amateur radio activities. Wondering if anybody has a specific topic they'd like to discuss tonight. If so, call me now, N7IVV. Okay. Any announcements tonight we've got? Let's see. We've got, I guess, the next major thing we have coming up is the, I'll bring up a calendar here. The club breakfast on the 28th, which is actually, Memorial Day weekend. Until further notice, it's still going to be held up at the Wegmans up in Gainesville. And I understand that's a bit of a haul. As a matter of fact, it's too much of a haul for me. I live clear down as far south in Fakir County as you can get along 29, so I'm afraid the distance and the time does not lend itself well for my personal schedule. So I know there's a lot of people get together. They have a good time. So if you're available around 8:30, 9 o'clock, folks get together and meet up on the second level of the Wegmans, up in Gainesville. Club meeting, of course, coming up on the 9th of June. And the big activity coming up is Field Day, coming up on the 25th and 26th of June, which we will be getting into really full swing and preparing for, but we are already preparing for that now. And let me just check something else here. I'll check in a minute. I think there's probably a testing session possibly on the 28th, maybe on the 21st. Anyway, I'll check on that after we do do check-ins here. And on that note, anybody else have any other announcements that they would like to share? Go ahead, please.
K1HTV.
K1HTV and 7IVV. Go ahead, Rich.
For those who have 6 meters, Mark and I have been working double hop to the West Coast for a couple hours. 6 meters, FT8. Good opening. That's it, K1HTV.
Okay, Rich, thanks. I had to reboot my computer, and so I'm actually still bringing everything up. So I'm going to tune over there and keep my eyes peeled on that. All right, then. Let's go ahead and start taking check-ins now. Rich, I've got you on the list, of course. And go ahead. This is at 7IVB. Over.
Q, Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-Ray. No comment.
Whiskey 4, Kilo Romeo Uniform.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Victor Bravo.
KN4, STL.
AK4TG.
Kilo Oscar 4, Victor November Zulu.
Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Bravo Whiskey.
Okay, so far I've got a frog in my throat. KO4WYX, Matt, thanks for checking in. W4, and I will check you in as Romeo Kilo Uniform rather than Kilo Romeo Uniform. KO42VB, Lewis. KN4SPL, Bob. AK4GGG, John. AK4GG, John. KO4BNZ, Chuck. And KO4RBW, David. There was a double with KN4SPL. It may have been John. You often do that. Any other check-ins, call me now.
KJ7ATV, in and out.
KO4YCS.
Okay, picked up Becca, KJ7APV. Thanks for checking in, and I think that's Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Charlie Sierra. Is that right? Go ahead.
Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Charlie Oscar.
Oh, okay, Charlie. Sorry, I got you there. I don't know where I got a Sierra out of an Oscar, but well. All right. Well, let's go ahead, and I do have just something real quick I want to share with you all. Most of you, okay, some of you, just looking at the call signs, may or may not be aware of this, but I'm just going to read a quick little blurb from the ARRL regarding Field Day. Like I say, it's coming up quite quickly, and so we can start preparing for it. Let's see. ARRL Field Day is the single most popular on-the-air event held annually in the U.S. and Canada. On the fourth weekend of June each year, thousands of radio amateurs gather with their clubs, groups, or simply with friends to operate from remote locations. Field Day is a picnic, a campout, practice for emergencies, an informal contest, and most of all, fun. It's a time where many aspects of amateur radio come together to highlight our many roles. While some will treat it as a contest, other groups use the opportunity to practice their emergency response capabilities. It is an excellent opportunity to demonstrate amateur radio to the organizations that amateur radio might serve in an emergency, as well as the general public. For many clubs, ARRL Field Day is one of the highlights of their annual calendar. The contest part is simply to contact as many other stations as possible and to learn to operate our radio gear in abnormal situations and less than optimal conditions. We use these same skills when we help with events such as marathons and bike-a-thons, fundraisers such as walk-a-thons, celebrations such as parades, and exhibits at fairs, malls, and museums. These are all large, pre-planned, non-emergency activities. But despite the development of very complex modern communication systems, or maybe because they are so complex, ham radio has been called into action again and again to provide communications in crises when it really matters. Amateur radio people, also called hams, are well known for our communication support in real disaster and post-disaster situations. I'll skip a couple paragraphs, and just a note, the amateur radio frequencies are the last remaining place in the usable radio spectrum where you as an individual can develop and experiment with wireless communications. Hams not only can make and modify their equipment, but can create whole new ways to do things. So, that's Field Day in a nutshell, and we will be congregating at Crockett Park in Catlett. That's not in Catlett, it's in Midland, but so Crockett Park, again, the fourth weekend of June, and everybody, of course, will be hearing from it, about it, rather, over the next few weeks. Of course, the club meeting on the 9th of June will be dedicated to final preparations and discussions. We will be deploying a number of stations, and we're going to shake it up a little this year, rather than doing it the way it's always been done by FARA. And we know how many organizations are kind of like that. They get into a rut. It's not a particularly bad rut, but they get into a... I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank on the name. A tradition almost of doing things certain ways. Well, we're going to mix things up just a little bit this year and give us a chance to kind of practice some new techniques a little bit. But anyway, for those of you who are relatively new, I don't know if you've ever done a field day. For you newer hams, well, okay, if you've never experienced a field day, then we'd like to hear from you and about that. And I guess the older folks, you know, Rich, you've probably been through more field days than most of us can count. And so we always appreciate your knowledge and expertise and operating skills. So whatever comments you might have on that would be good. So anyway, let's, by the way, if anybody's not checked in yet, just stand by and take a listen. When we get to the end of this first list, I'll ask for more check-ins. But for now, just enjoy the ride. K1HTV, over to you on 7IVV.
Thank you, Brad. N7IVV in the net, K1HTV. Good evening, all, from Amosville.
beautiful day today. I was able to get a lot of stuff done outside. Right now, 6 meters is still open, as I said, to the West Coast. I've worked 13 W6s so far and another seven or eight K7s. Did work a K6, K6 Alpha, but he happened to be in EL-98, I think, down in Florida. I know you hate that when you hear a DX call and it turns out to be in the stateside. Well, I have worked Alaska before, but it's always fun to Hawaii before. I do need Alaska on 6 meters. And the chance of getting Alaska is slim until we have some F2. And with the solar flux up at 180 today, 180, don't be surprised if this fall we get some DX, some F2 DX, F2 skip, which is extraordinary DX on 6 meters. It's not unusual to work five waters across the pond on sideband when the band is open. I've worked as far as Reunion Island to the southeast, as far as New Zealand to the southwest, up to the northwest into the American Samoa and Hawaii and a bunch of Alaskans, and F2 skip can be lots of fun on 6 if it gets up that high. So we're just hoping that solar flux will continue climbing and that the Macintosh group of predictors is accurate in their predictions. Looking forward to field day. I wonder what the plans are for field day. You said there's going to be some change. Are we going to rent only AM or maybe only underground antennas, or let's see what else be different. We'll just, either way, looking forward to it. I've done many decades worth of field days, and last year's was the best. It'll take a lot to top last year's field day. It was a super field day. So other than that, did work a couple of Europeans last week on 6 meters. There's been no other 6 meter opening to Europe, although ZD7 popped in again from St. Helena Island a couple of days ago. So the band is looking interesting on 6 meters, and I've not done anything on HF. When the season changes and the E-skip starts, I usually run focus to 6 meters instead of the HF bands, which I've been doing all winter into the spring. That's it for now. Back to you, Brad, N7IVV, and the net, K1HTV.
Okay, Rich, thanks. I hadn't thought about underground antennas. I like the idea. Let's see. I don't know. We could go see if we can operate from Luray Caverns. That would be a really interesting experience. Probably the only thing that we'd be able to operate are these super very low frequencies, whatever they're really called. VLF may be as low as they actually designate, but that's so low that who knows how low that would be. Anyway, let's see. W4RKU. Go ahead, Kevin.
IBD. W4RKU. Good evening, Brad. Thanks for doing the net. Actually, I think they go down to ultra low frequencies, but anyway, Rich was saying, yes, I hope to. Right now, my 6 meter antenna is tied on the roof of my nephew's, and when we were up there, I noticed some things being out of the adjustment, so I'm going to go up there Friday and get it adjusted, get all the measurements right again, and then on Saturday we'll just pop it on there, and I'll be ready to go. So I'm excited to do that. There was something else I was going to write down. I wrote down. Oh, and you know, this is just a personal opinion. The people who are, like, have Alaska calls or Hawaii calls or, I mean, Gitmo calls, I don't think they should be allowed to use them when they've moved residents to the States. You can't get them as a vanity, so why should they keep them? I don't know, but that just irks me. It's one of my pet peeves, shall we say. Other than that, worked CWT today, did okay. Just had a couple of little issues. The bands weren't real great, at least on, you know, the higher band, lower band. But we'll see how they are tonight. N7IBV, W4RKU, back to that.
Okay, Kevin, thanks for that. I agree with your comment about call signs. It's kind of amusing because I joke with people and say, oh, another rare DX tonight down in Florida. And it seems like pretty much anybody who's got oddball calls or have retired to Florida. So, oh, well. I was, finally got my radio up and on the right frequencies while Kevin was talking, and I'm sitting there watching my usual screen. Rich is talking about all this DX, and, you know, U.S.-type DX. I mean, heck, out to California is a pretty good haul. And I'm seeing nothing, and then I realized, oh, I'm in FT4. Nobody's doing FT4 tonight. So, trying to get hold of a guy. I guess he's in Texas, but... Guess I'll just throw CQ out and see what happens. KO4QBB, Lewis, nice to have you stop in. How are you tonight? Go ahead.
Hey, great, Brad. Thanks for, running the net. Basically, what I've been doing is I got a new antenna mast, and I was working on it to see if I'm coming in a little better. I'm just goofing around with the antenna trying to see, you know, if I can reach farther or clearer or both. So that's all I've been doing, just relaxing in my garage, turned on the radio, and working on the antenna. So back to you, Brad. This is KO4QVB, back to net.
Well, your signal is full quieting, so it's working fine over at this repeater anyway. So good job. Thanks for checking in. KO4SBL, Bob, go ahead.
Good evening, Brad, and all on the net. This is KN4SPL. With getting the N4HKZ trailer wired up and done. Again, I'm really glad I was able to help Nick and Bree and all involved with the 4-H Club get that trailer wired up for them. But now it's moving on to the next phase of my very active spring this season. My daughter's graduating from George Mason on Friday, so I'm very looking forward to going to her graduation and celebrating this major milestone in her life. So it's the next big thing, and in a couple weeks we'll be having a big celebration at a family up in West Virginia. So I'm looking forward to doing that and getting involved in field day as much as I can this year. And I'll take a look at the list of what needs to get done and see where I can slide in. So don't have a whole heck of a lot to say tonight, so I'll end it there. This is N7ABV, KN4SPL, back to net.
Okay, Bob, thanks, and congratulations to you and your daughter. College, at least as an undergrad, is usually a family affair. AK4GG, John, good to hear from you. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Brad, and the rest of the group. Well, the solar flux numbers might be up, but the share market certainly took a dive today. And for those that have cryptocurrency, good luck. Not too much to report. I just want to say that radios and mines are often around about 500 kilohertz. And, of course, we've got around about 10 kilohertz for the Omega system, which communicates with submarines under the water. Now, they trail out a very long antenna, obviously, to pick up that very low frequency, and they lose quite a few fishing boats and one thing and another. But anyway, that's by the by. I haven't done very much. I'm just using another radio at the moment, so I'm hoping that this one doesn't motorboat at the end, but we'll find out, I guess. I was going to say, yeah, good good on you, Bob, for helping those guys out with the trailer. I'm just wondering if there's a switch that switches off the solar inverters so that they don't generate interference into HF radios, whether they can be totally disconnected or not. I was just wondering about that the other day. Nothing much else from me. I'll head back to the net, and I'll be interested if there's any reports of motorboating with this different rig. N7IVV, AK4GG.
AK4GG, N7IVV. I always appreciate the information that you've got, that you share with us. I know you've got tons and tons of stuff back in the back of your mind that's very technical, and I never seem to take advantage of talking to you outside, you know, like at club meetings and whatnot, but hopefully we'll be able to do that a little bit more coming up at field day. KO4DNZ, Chuck, what you up to tonight? Go ahead.
AQIVV, this is KO4DNZ. I haven't done much this week. I did get a new mag mount that I was playing around with in the car, just a small one that I can attach to my HT. To address your question, Brad, yes, this will be my first field day, so I'm really looking forward to that. The only other things going on, I do have someone close that is graduating from George Mason. That is my granddaughter's fiance, and right after the graduation on Friday, they're getting married, and so I have a wedding to get ready for Friday. That's about all I have, so this is KO4VNZ back to net.
Well, there you go. You got one up there, Bob. Double congratulations to you, Chuck. That's great, and we'll look forward to seeing the smiles on your face for field day. It's always a lot of fun. Okay, let's see. KO4RPW, David, good to have you. Welcome to the club again, and go ahead.
N7IVV, this is KO4RPW. Yeah, nothing really to comment on tonight. Just trying to set up new radio and try and get protocols and programs installed on my laptop for FCA. That's about it going on.
Okay, very good. Programming radios is always a fun thing. Your audio was real low, so you either need to speak up more or speak closer to the mic or both. So keep that in mind next time you're on the radio. We did copy everything you said, but it was pretty quiet. Let's see where we are here. KO4YCO, Tyler, what you up to? Go ahead.
N7IVV, this is KO4YCO. First, I just wanted to say congratulations to the George Mason graduate. That's actually my alma mater. Graduated from there about 6 years ago, 7 years ago or about now. But recently, I got my Raspberry Pi hotspot up and running, and I've been doing a little bit of DMR. I've been monitoring the nationwide 3100 talk group, and I've talked to a number of hams from Oregon to Michigan to Florida to Texas, so getting a little bit more experience in the DMR realm. And outside of just doing DMR inside the house, I've actually been able to link up to the Haymarket repeater that also does DMR. So trying to make the most out of my 878 UV2 Plus, and really just trying to get all the radio technologies that this thing can handle under my belt. Still playing around with APRS. I'll turn that on every other day or so, going to and from work, and it's been working out pretty well. I can usually see my commute from here in Warrenton all the way out to Chantilly, with only a few spots where I think the signal gets a little weak and it loses my position, I'd say maybe for about a mile or two. But that's about all I have. N7IVV, this is KO4YCO, back to net.
Okay, very good. So sounds like you've got all kinds of fun things going on. That's great. Clicking too many buttons in the wrong way here. All right, that's the end of our list. Any other check-ins tonight? This is N7IVB. This is the Falkir Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. Go ahead.
W4RKU. Recheck.
KY4OP.
Okay, Kevin, that's your recheck and KY4OP. Nick, go ahead.
N7IVB, this is KY4OP. Doing well tonight. Didn't get in the initial round of check-ins. Getting the trailer cleaned out here. Gotta go drop it off for its safety inspection tomorrow. And then return home and jump in the car and head out to Dayton. So, Bree and I will be going out there for convention. Looking forward to that. And spent the last few days here working on the 4-H trailer. Got antenna masts and antennas mounted on the side of the trailer. Got the computer station set up and desks and everything. Making progress. So that's always a good thing. And then had had a couple of the 4-H kids that came over today and helped make some Anderson power pole adapters for the computers. So those are all running off the 12-volt battery supply. That's all I have for tonight. KY4OP, back in it.
Okay, very good. Your audio is a little low, too, so holler more on the radio. Very good, and look forward to seeing that trailer, obviously. All right, Kevin, go ahead. W4RKU, go ahead.
7IVD, W4RKU. Hey, I just want to shout out to all those parents of the George Mason graduating class. Like the other guy, it's been, I technically graduated 37 years ago, and I can tell you the campus was a heck of a lot different when I went than it is now. So, congratulations. N7IVD, W4RKU, back to next.
Wow. Am I going to make any jokes about electricity and horse-drawn carriages and whatnot back at George Mason? And anyway. All right, folks. Thanks, everybody, for checking in tonight. We will do it again next week. We also do this on Sunday evenings for more of a technical net, hopefully. But this is N7IVV. This has been the Falkir Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. Every night, 8 p.m. local time. And if anybody has any other questions or would like information, you can see our website at w4va.org. Or you can send an email to faranet@w4va.org. That's Farah, F-A-R-A, net, N-E-T, at w4va.org. Stand by. Never mind, I didn't turn them on. This is N7IVV, returning the net to normal use. Have a good evening and a pleasant tomorrow.
Kilo, Echo, 6, Golf, Zulu, connected to W4VA.
6, Golf, Zulu from K1H TV.
Kilo, Echo, 6, Golf, Zulu, disconnected.